You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always on and always streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hey everybody, this is the Fakeologist speaking. It's Friday, October 30th, year of our Lord 2020. The year that never stops, that never quits. The content is off the charts, and we just had the great Uncle Odd jump into the live stream. Hello, Uncle Odd.
Hey, how are you?
Wow, you just sent a bombshell through the Uncle Odd telegram. The former chief nuncio to the United States, which is the ambassador of the Holy See from the Vatican, just dropped a bombshell that he's basically telling the Pope, Jorge, that he's a traitor.
Isn't that beautiful?
And I don't, listen, when we're dealing with Jesuits, we gotta be careful we're not looking at an imposter or some kind of decoy.
If you read it, that was as, I put on my Fakeologist hat and I auto-hoaxed it at first. As a matter of fact, I was like, oh boy, here we go again. But boy, did he throw the Pope under the bus. And his words that he chose were so well crafted. My immediate thought was, I got to figure out how to hijack those words to be able to better articulate. I want to articulate to people about what's going on. It was beautiful. And man, if people need to go to t.me/Uncle Odd and read it, because it is powerful.
Or fakeologist.com/blog. Can you imagine what the title of my blog post was?
What?
Just guess. I'll give you a quick guess and then I'll give you a clue. Hello?
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
All right, Uncle Odd, are you still there?
That was like on the top of her black hoodie, or almost in, and then having slap it away. That just wrong.
Okay. Anyway,
you are about to tell me what the title of your blog post is.
The title is "Holy Shit," because that was a big one. That's a big one.
Yeah, you know, I pulled a Marcus, and I was reading Vox Day, and you know, his blog spot, and there was a commenter who deep the comments put that article, and it just said, "God is on our." I was like, "That's interesting," and I read it, and I'm like, "Oh my goodness gracious, that is a bombshell."
You want to summarize it better than I can, probably?
Yeah, basically, what do you call this dude? The holy...
He's the archbishop. He's an archbishop. He used to be the nuncio ambassador of the Holy See to the United States. I don't know when that was.
Yeah, so basically it's an open letter to Donald Trump that lays out the Great Reset and the evil behind it. And what's going to happen if it succeeds, and what's going to happen if Biden wins and just marches in their agenda. And he really beautifully writes what the agenda is and how it's going to impact humanity. And the good news is at the end, he's like, look, this is very evil stuff that we're dealing with here, but people are forgetting that there's a positive, holy side to this fight too. And it was just, he was basically challenging Donald Trump to take up arms with God instead of Satan. Was that?
And he said, as is now clear, the one who occupies the chair of Peter has betrayed his role from the very beginning in order to defend and promote the globalist ideology, supporting the agenda of the deep church who chose him from its ranks. Ouch! Ouch! Oh my God, that hurts. And then he calls him by name. Let me find that. You hear that? Hello?
Hello, hello?
Let's try that again. I don't know did you drop out?
No, this is the great Discord reset.
Let me find the name, for God's sake. Where is it? Around you are gathered with faith and courage those who consider you the final garrison against the world dictatorship. The alternative is to vote for a person who is manipulated by the deep state, gravely compromised by scandals and corruption, who will do to the United States what Jorge Mario Bergoglio is doing to the church. Prime Minister Conte to Italy, Prime Minister Macron to France, Prime Minister Sanchez to Spain, and so on. The blackmailable nature of Joe Biden, just like that of the prelates of the Vatican's magic circle, will expose him to be, and it goes on because I have to drive now. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Calling out the Pope by his actual name? Woohoo!
That's not a deep fake there. That's real stuff.
Wow. Well, he's calling out the Pope as the goddamn Jesuit too. There's the deep church is the Jesuits. There's no doubt what he's talking about.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you like it.
That's quite the article. How'd you get that one? Where'd you find that one, old boy?
I was reading Vox Day's blog, blogspot.voxday.
Okay.
And deep in the comments of one of his articles, there was a poster who basically just posted that link and he said, God is with us. And so I copied, pasted it, searched for it, read it, and my jaw dropped.
And that's almost a week old. Apparently that letter was done last Sunday. So, man, that isn't making the mainstream news if it's been out a week and we're just getting to it now. Wow.
Oh, that's a good catch. Well, that just shows you're never, ever going to see. This is a case in point why nobody wearing a mask is ever going to know the truth, because they just aren't looking in the alternative places, you know?
Well, yes, absolutely. That is great. That's an amazing find.
You know what I think I'm going to do tonight? You know what I'm going to
do? Do a show. You're going to have to go online. You have to do an emergency broadcast across the Uncle Odd Radio Network. Hello? Man.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, did you go away or did I go away?
I don't know. But anyway, what I'm going to do tonight, hold on, let me.
Are you going to do an emergency broadcast?
Emergency,
Gaia.
Yeah, I'm going to do something special with it. But first I'm going to get my dick. Hold on.
Gaia, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I didn't want to disturb. You guys have a show.
Did you just see that thing I posted on fakeologist.com/blog?
No, but I heard you before on the radio, before what you were going to say here. That's what I heard.
Okay. Well,
the radio is ahead of what you're talking here. It's crazy.
Well, that is a bomb de shell. Bombshell.
Yeah,
bombshell.
What I'm going to do, Ab, is I'm gonna after I finish my nice, beautiful mineral water and cigar, I'm going to go do a broadcast.
Like is that a health
broadcast? I'm going to read it, but I'm going to put it
on
my
trying
telephone
to activate the emergency odd broadcast system.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the best we do is telegram.
Hey, Uncle Odd, what cell carrier are you on?
What?
Who's your cell phone provider?
Oh, where my house is, horseshit. It's AT&T, but you have to have wireless to be able
okay,
to
I think it's time to. Okay, I think it's time to switch to Verizon.
There's no switching, bro. It's a
piece of garbage.
Yeah, it's because I'm on my back porch and I'm not getting the maximum Wi-Fi assist. So, just have to deal with. I'm not going to put up my cigar right now. I haven't had in like 3 weeks.
Are you on your Wi-Fi or your data?
Wi-Fi.
Oh, well, why don't you just switch to data? Leave it on data if you're outside.
Because my data sucks.
Your data is worse than the Wi-Fi?
Oh, 10 times. I would not even get a signal. I can't even get a signal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Where our home is located, it's just, if we didn't have Wi-Fi, we could never make a phone call.
Then maybe you should, call them up, tell them you want a tower, put it on your back porch.
Yeah, can you put a 5G tower in my pristine backyard where it's just nothing but beautiful nature and hawks and deer? Can you please put a Wi-Fi tower? You can make it green.
Well, does this letter give you any kind of hope? It kind of gives me a kick in the pants. I like it.
He's gone again.
Oh, man.
He's choppier than the Titanic.
Hello,
you know,
hello?
It's hard to believe. 50 years ago, we had this thing called a wired phone. You could hear a pin drop on the phone. Now we're busy saying hello, hello all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible.
How did we go backwards with technology? Because we really have gone backwards.
You know what? That was one thing the computer forever guy was saying. He goes, "Look, man, I'd be happy to go back to the 90s." I thought that, and that's the compute forever guy.
I don't need to go back. I just need to go forward in a straight, in a proper way. We all do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we can.
We better stop the TV.
We have to A shift. Anyway, did you see my post or do you read my blog at all on? Or am I pissing into the wind on that topic?
You know me.
Oh, my God. Well, I had a great post. I'm going to read the title to you right now.
You know what you need to do is figure out a better way to somehow notify people of your new blog post. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to go proactively search for it. But just like if
you can subscribe to my blog with your email address. You can actually subscribe on the right side. It says subscribe by email.
Okay.
It's there.
Okay.
I don't promote it, but you just inspired me to promote it. So yeah, for sure. It'll email you every post.
I'm always interested in what you have to
say. Yeah. Okay. Here it is. And I got this a bit from you. Thank you. I gotta change that. Thank you, Babylonian piece of trash Michael Bay, for putting your name to a movie that makes my daughter not want to live in this world. And that's in reference to the movie that he put out, or is supposed to be the director of, called Songbird. Have you heard of that?
Oh, I'm doing something special with that, too.
Don't let your daughter look at it or see the preview or the trailer. It is absolute atrocity propaganda. And
yeah,
it might be funny in another time if we weren't actually in the middle of atrocity propaganda part one.
Well, I'm gonna give it away, but I'm gonna do a special recording that's a pretty deep dive that's going to tell, that I want to have one recording to where I try my best to tell friends and family, meaning you could just send this link to someone and say to you, if interest, it would just invest an hour in this. And I'm going to, I'm going to tee it up by talking about, about the Great Reset, about the Brood Babylonian Bastards, but then I'm going to supplement everything that I say with a clip, a 2 to 3 minute clip that is pulled off of like the World Economic Forum, their, you know, their own propaganda. And I'm going to say, and what if these people, by whatever laws they're under, they have to tell you what they're going to do. And then I'm going to play this new, you know, what you were referring to. To say this is our future. They're projecting this. They're pre-programming this.
Yeah.
I think that it's something in their code that they have to tell us what they're going to do.
Yeah, or it just makes it easier to do it when people are preconditioned to it. I think that's the main thing. I agree. There could be some kind of BS code, but they're so evil that I'm not even sure, particularly that they abide by their own code. But the main thing is that they like to condition you to make it easier and easier to pull off. I think they do it for their own selfish means, not so much because they have to. But you might be right.
Yeah, I think they have to. Basically, it's kind of like these NOLs. They have executed their plan, and if we do not respond, they're basically making an offer.
Yeah.
And if we do not respond, then it is implied consent to their offer. So that's why this is serious stuff. I think they have a set of rules, and we have to respond to it.
I think you're right.
Big day tomorrow. I'm going to meet John J. Singleton and Paul Walters over in Orlando, and we've rented out a room to be able to assemble our NOLs and do all of the proper autographing and thumbprints and preparation.
That's amazing. That's really good. Really, very good.
Well, then,
are you going to video a bit of it? Are you going to video a bit of it?
Oh, of course. I'm going to video the whole thing to where it's going to be a how-to. Properly assemble these things, because that's the complicated part. It makes my very complicated. So I'm going to create a cheat sheet.
Please repeat what was complicated. Oh, to cut out.
Say,
please repeat what was complicated.
What's complicated about these NOLs is that apparently legally dismissed if they're not done exactly to perfection, meaning there is a way that a judge could dismiss these. And so all the way down to how you sign, where you sign, putting a thumbprint on, having it notarized. We have a mobile notary who's going to meet us. So the whole thing, where you put your tracking number, you can't fold the document, just everything. And so I'll be way smarter tomorrow, but I'll capture it all on video so people can do it.
Anyway, let me tell you the rest of my story. I had breakfast with my daughter this morning, who of course I'm very concerned about. She's losing weight.
Oh no.
And she's eating properly, but she said to me, I saw on my Twitter this morning, and I might have to get rid of her phone if this keeps up, the trailer to Songbird. And I said, oh yeah, Jairus brought that up on last night's audio chat. And I said, what did you get out of it? Because I didn't really listen to the whole trailer much, because it was just too propagandistic and too negative, so I didn't really want to absorb it. But she got it in her Twitter feed, and she said to me, well, it describes a dystopia in 3 years, and there's COVID-23 in the year 2024, and there's this happening and that whole thing. I said, well, how does that make you feel watching that? She said, well, it made me think that I don't want to live in this world anymore. I said, what's a father to do when he hears that? I said, oh my God, that is the most terrible thing I've ever heard you say.
Wow.
But,
wow.
Yeah, I said, no, you know what? We have to fight. We're not going to let this happen, and I'm not going to let it happen to you either. So,
nope.
We're not going to live in this kind of. I agree. I'm not living in that world either. And we're not giving up. We're not letting them win.
No.
This is serious stuff. I said, I don't care what you do in your life. I'll make sure that I'm with you and you're with me, and we'll protect each other. And
yep.
We're not going to let this happen. And we'll go somewhere. As James Corbett said, I don't want to leave and try and go somewhere else.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Jerris from Geneva, and you're listening to Fake Logist Radio on fakeologist.com.
I said to her, as James Corbett said, people write him and say, where can we go? And as he said, there is nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You got it. And why would you want to leave? Why should I have to leave? I don't want to go. I'm staying the fight. I'm not going anywhere. I'm fighting on my own turf where I was born. I don't want to go. They can go. They can go to hell. I'm not going anywhere.
Amen. Amen.
They can go.
Yes.
And this is serious, but I'm just telling you, that just broke my heart when I heard that. I understand 100% why she said it, but it's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Made me want to scream.
Yep. But you know what? It does make you think. You know that there were, if you believe history, that there was a Declaration of Independence, and that there were people who fought before we did. This is just a different time, but same battle.
Yeah.
Same battle.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. It keeps coming back.
And so, yeah, it's like an unflushable turd. And we're frankly, honestly, oddly excited about the fact that, you know, we have an opportunity to beat this back. I really do believe. Even just a few of us, a minority, that are going to bravely stand up against this. And I don't give a shit the consequences, honestly. And the crazy thing is, it's not just me, you know, playing a video game. In my mind, this is not just a video game. This is like real. And say, oh, God, really? But three people playing ostrich are just oblivious to what's going on. I mean, truly. That's why I was so impressed by the words that this holy figure, who I think he should be Pope, you know?
Yeah.
He should be Pope.
Should take over tomorrow, kick this scumbag out who's a sellout. I think he just sees himself sitting on the chair in Jerusalem leading the new mass world order, the new religion.
Absolutely.
That he wants to rule over.
Absolutely.
And everyone listening, that's a Hindu, a Jew, a Muslim, a Christian, this is your new religion. You're wearing your religious garment. You are not going to your place of worship. Or if you are, it's been extremely altered. And that's your future. Is that what you want? Is that where you, 'cause that's not even where it's going to stop either. You won't be going. You won't be allowed to go anywhere else. You will have you will have to go to the Church of Mass or whatever it morphs into.
You touched on it. It's amazing how many people, when the enemy was the Muslims, right? After 9/11 and all of that, and how many times did I read the keyboard, you know, anonymous warriors saying, "You never, never will my family, will my wife and daughter wear a burqa." What the hell do you think a mask is?
Exactly. it's the same idea. If anyone understands the concept of a burqa, it's to cover up a woman so she is not tempting to the unbridled male. And it's a sign of humility. It's a sign of Well, some people take it farther and think it's a sign of just enslavement, but I think it's more a sign of humility. That's how they portray it.
Yeah, yes. And, you know, there's, this is real. You know, and...
Well, it's real when your own daughter says she doesn't want to be here anymore. That's when it's real.
Yeah. Well, and there are kids who feel this way who didn't see that trailer, but they just feel this way like my daughter does. They feel this way because the world that they knew it is gone, and their dreams and hopes have been
evaporated,
extinguished. And my daughter had one goal in mind. All she wanted to do was she wanted to get into the hospitality industry and be somehow involved with being able to help people with worldwide travels. That was her goal. That was her dream.
Wow.
And she's, you know, she did this travel for teens to where three different summers she went to. One year it was Australia, another one New Zealand, another one Thailand, and she went and did service for 21 days, like caring for elephants and all that. And it was a beautiful experience for her. I remember I have two daughters, you know, my Tampa daughter, my Travel for Teens daughter. The Travel for Teens daughter grew up so much through those experiences and came back with this renewed sense of confidence and just mission, you know, and purpose. And that's gone.
No, don't let it go to waste. This is our opportunity because exactly that, her knowledge into that, we can provide. We have worldwide contacts. We can provide worldwide exclaves where people can stay unmasked, un-alcohol sprayed, and we can provide guides in our own environment to shops where we can go in unmasked to deal with people who share our philosophy in life. We can do that, and she is the perfect candidate to lead that, I would say.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Guy. That's an awesome vision, and I totally support it, and I believe that it, you know, there was a time when I was engaged with Marcus and his vision, and it was too big of a vision.
Well, he's not stopping either, so.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but the pragmatist in me came out saying, okay, where's it going to be? How are you going to raise the money? All of that stuff. But now it is like it's a must. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I use exclaves in a transcendental sense, in the meaning of safe spaces, earth homes. I talk with all kinds of people who are already working on that. So it's not reinventing the wheel. There are so many networks out there who do the same thing, who want the same thing. It's all the same thing. Exclave, a shift. It's getting away. It's detaching from a system we know is hostile to us.
Well, we need to figure out, and maybe it's already being figured out, but if it is, then it needs to be organized a little bit to where it's communicated. I would love to host on the Uncle those are leading the world. I mean, let's assemble some people, just like we did with this NFL, where people from all across the country gathered together to do this and doing it, you know. And so it's like one task, let's complete it together. So this is another one. It's kind of like, okay, now what? Now let's talk about destinations. Let's talk about where are we exclaves happening, and they're happening organically.
Exactly, organically. That is what both Willows and OS, thank you, we have MP Ultra. MP, meaning and purpose. You guys talked about it. You said the same thing, right? We're saying the same things.
Yes. So, I mean, and the way you bring those to life is to be able to talk about them, expose, strategize about them, you know, Because I think, man, I have a friend of mine who's the CEO of this company, who his exclave has always been Costa Rica. He bought this. Once I a tour of duty here, which, you know, he says I have like one or two more of these than me, meaning launching a business and selling it and making the money. And he's like, then I want to go live where there's no oppression. And so his thought was Costa Rica. My thought is, it seems these Druid Babylonian bastards are there, so it's not.
No, I think he's smart, because Latin America has that. He's right. Latin America is the area which is closest to your culture,
yeah.
and it's still organic. It's still lots of Gaia, let's say, right?
Gaia?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
You said lots of
Gaia. Yeah, lots of Gaia, lots of that what is divine, God, divinity, that what we need to protect against the Satanists. Right?
Okay,
we know their agendas, and so that is what I call Gaia, divinity.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that. You need to educate me on that.
The thing is, I invent new words, and I write down the words from you. I mean, there's already a couple of today. So it is, because our language is our main weapon, and that
right.
is something they try to get to, but if we have so much freedom still, let's use that.
No, I think that's right. Let's do a show together, Gaia. You
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't want to disturb you guys. Please keep talking. You need to come a bit closer to the Wi-Fi and let App maybe speak if he's free to speak.
Okay. You speak, App. I'm going to catch you guys on the other side. My wife just got home, so I'm going to say hi to her. But, yeah, let's try to organize something on Sunday evening. Let me know if 8 p.m. Eastern time would work for you, and I'll send out an invite. Can you please email me your contact information?
Yeah, you are in my Discord. You are in my Discord, but you can throw it out for the listeners. Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, if you could just email me, then at uncleod333@gmail.com, then I will send you an invite and Zoom invite, and we'll talk this through on the evening. That will be a great show.
I don't have Zoom. Do we need to use Zoom? Why Zoom?
You can call in. You can just call in. You can call in by phone.
From Zoom Colombia? That's not going to happen from Colombia, no. It cost me a dollar a minute or something.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, so you don't have Zoom over there?
I had Zoom, and I used it once, and I deinstalled it again. I Discord is my platform. That's the thing. Marcus, join Discord. But it's fine. I will listen in.
We can talk later
at the end or so in Discord.
Okay. Ab, are you still there? I think Ab is off.
The thing is also, my Colombian connection doesn't have so much bandwidth, so audio is okay.
No, I'm here.
It's the maximum
Hello.
You can do with
so,
it.
I'm here. Am I coming through?
Yes. Loud and clear.
All right.
So
that's the Rolls Royce. Yeah, go ahead.
Can we make it work where I send you a Zoom invite and you can get Guy in on the conversation?
Well, I'm not at home. I can only do that at home.
No, I'm talking Sunday evening.
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I can conference Guy in through either, if we're on Zoom, then I can take one other, connection, either, Discord or phone calls. I can't do more than two different connections.
No, just do Discord with Gaia, and you, Gaia, and I will have a good call on Sunday evening.
Okay, but then we can't take phone calls unless I cut off the Discord. You see what I mean?
Okay.
I don't have a huge switch. I can only do two, which is a lot.
Well, you don't have to. If there's anybody else who
calls. You can get your Discord patrons, maybe. Your patrons. They're helping you. They're supporting you. Let's talk about patronage and so as well.
Right.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Absolutely. But good. Yeah. Get off, but yeah, you can patch Guy in on Sunday evening.
Yeah, sure. Who's our official guest for Sunday? Do we have one?
Well, I was going to do something with Paul and maybe John Singleton, since I'll be spending the day with them on this NOL. But I'm really interested in Gaia and you know, what he's talking about. So, you know, we're free flowing. We don't have.
Oh, you got to be. When you got the Archbishop spouting off against the Pope, you got to interrupt programming, man.
Yeah, you do.
I want to know what Gaia, who lives in a Catholic country, if he's seen this or heard it, if it's making any waves down there.
I haven't, but I know that the Pope is viewed pretty positively. My wife went almost like a Beatle girl crazy when he was in Colombia one day. She didn't go there, but on television and so, and I watched it.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Yes. But if I would bring this subject to the table, yes, people will talk about it, definitely. Yes.
Oh, my God, this is off the charts.
Yeah, this is not
any archbishop.
This is blockbuster.
It shortly summarize again what it was, because I missed it a bit.
Okay, guys. Run.
All right, your connection stinks,
yeah,
so.
I know it does. I won't come from the punch, but
nice chatting with you.
All right, good.
Likewise, absolutely. Talk on Sunday. Have a good time.
Good enough. Bye-bye.
Bye now. There goes
I'm so sorry to hear about your daughter, really. That was so shocking.
Well, it's been going on since March, but it's not ending is the problem.
It gives me only more motivation to work harder and make the future for her and all hers or her peers better.
Well, yeah.
Because this is I call it the great reset of new world opportunities.
Yes, well, that's the positive way of looking at things. But in the meantime, there's reality, and they're dealing with it. That's the problem. There's lots of vision. It's great that you have vision, but we have to worry about tomorrow, and visions don't happen overnight.
That is why a shift is not replacing anything. It is on top of your own life,
yeah,
which you already lead best. That's why it is cross-religious, any other philosophy. It's a life philosophy you already live in some part. The aware column in you is so strong, right? That's why we're here. It's the awakening, the awareness of what's happening around us and so on. But
sure.
A life as well, diet, health, not using big food, big pharma, these kind of things, GMOs, mental health. And ahead, I see as our mental diversity, our way of teaching people, and especially younger people, children, languages, wisdoms, truth, simple math,
right,
simple physics, simple everything we can teach each other. We don't need any schools.
Well, I agree with that.
I want to help. I give my geologic knowledge out, and you see I share things. And the things is we should focus our research on what is important for our own lives for the future. Focus on what is the great reset. What does it involve? What is 5G? What does it involve? Oh, and that point-wise on Fakopedia published, I'm now much better in concising things in words and just two words or three words. That's what they want.
Well, look,
let's give them
that. Go look at my blog and read the last post, and give me a few minutes. I'll get back to you because I got to
The one about Marcus Bay? Michael Bay, sorry?
No, the new post is titled Holy Shit.
Okay, I will go from this post, probably the next one, no? Then the next one. Yeah, that's the thing. Todd is right. It's not very finding the next post on your blog. It's pretty hidden among other things. And I know how to find it, but it's not really holy shit. It's coming up. Yeah, it's not really user friendly. And that's not your fault. It's WordPress. I know that, but yeah. Allow me. Holy shit. 2 likes already. Allow me to address you at this hour, in which the fate of the whole world is being threatened by a global conspiracy against God and humanity. Beautiful. I write to you as an archbishop, as a successor of the apostles.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us.
You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television.
It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
And let us help you see the truth, unblind you, unmatrix you, unchain you from a system we know is hostile to us. We are reading Ab's last post on his beautiful blog. Come and join Discord, comment on his blog, read his forum, contribute your knowledge about what's happening to us, and help each other with that. Support Ab, donate, whatever way, if Bitcoin is the way forward, let him explore it and help him with that. Let's read Holy Shit. Allow me to address you at this hour in which the fate of the whole world is being threatened by a global conspiracy against God and humanity. I write to you as an archbishop, as a successor of the apostles, as the former apostolic nuncio to the United States of America. I am writing to you in the midst of the silence of both civil and religious authorities. May you accept these words of mine as the voice of one crying out in the desert. JN 123. That's a Bible verse, I guess, but I'm not really. Thank you, Uncle Alt, LifeSideNews.com, and there's a link to check out more. Purple Play, welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Louder and clearer than anyone else.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, I just wanted to say I am here to agree with everything you are saying about we got to start our own systems. Forget what they're giving us. We can't take their offers anymore.
Beautiful. And the thing is, if that system is not a centralized system, it's organic, it's not, there's no owner, there is no copyright.
Correct.
It doesn't depend on skill.
Yeah.
Everything depends on skill.
Well, we can't keep giving our money to Bezos. I'm sick of Amazon and all his takeovers.
Let's focus on the real Amazon, what it means, the lung of the earth that still exists and gets threatened.
What did you think of, did you finish reading the letter, Gaia?
I read what was on your blog and I referred to the link behind it. I didn't read the link behind it.
We heard from our spiritual leaders.
Say that again, Purple Play?
Months ago. They should have been out there months ago.
Well, maybe it took them this long to figure it out because the Archbishop of wherever he is from, he really wrote a zinger.
I thought it was great. It's awesome. Like you said, it's
about
friggin' time.
Did you read it?
I didn't read the whole thing, but I heard whatever Gaia was talking about, or whatever he...
Gaia, read the rest of this.
I read your blog post, and I will read the rest, and it's nice. Why did it take until now? Now is the great reset. I talk with everybody on the streets, and I don't know any news, and I ask them, "What do you know about the great reset?" Nobody knows a thing.
Right.
No. Okay. Willfully ignorant. Willfully ignorant, by the way.
Yeah, and I love the, what was it? Implied consent. Thank you, Doc. Beautiful. Okay. Oh, Archbishop.
That's what it is.
Bigano warns Trump about great reset, there you go, plot to subdue humanity, destroy freedom. It is you, dear President, who are the one who opposes the deep state, the final assault of the children of darkness, His Excellency writes. Place your trust in the Lord. Friday, 10/2020, 1:01 a.m. EST. His Excellency Archbishop Carlo Maria Bigano has written yet another open letter to President Donald J. Trump. Read it in its entirety below. It's available in PDF by clicking here. Okay, we'll download it. Read it in Italian here. Open letter to the President of the United States of America. Donald J. Trump. Sunday, October 25th, 2020. Solemnity of Christ the King. Mr. President, Allow me to address you at this hour in which the fate of the whole world is being threatened by a global conspiracy against God and humanity. I write to you as an archbishop, as a successor of the apostles, as the former apostolic nuncio to the United States of America. I am writing to you in the midst of the silence of both civil and religious authorities. May you accept these words of mine as the voice of one crying out in the desert. Quote. As I said, when I wrote my letter to you in June, this historical moment sees the forces of evil aligned in a battle without quarter against the forces of good. Forces of evil that appear powerful and organized as they oppose the children of light, who are disoriented and disorganized, abandoned by their temporal and spiritual leaders. Daily we sense the attacks multiplying of those who want to destroy the very basis of society, the natural family, respect for human life, love of country, freedom of education and business. We see heads of nations and religious leaders pandering to this suicide of Western culture and its Christian soul, while the fundamental rights of citizens and believers are denied in the name of a health emergency that is revealing itself more and more fully as instrumental to the establishment of an inhuman, faceless tyranny. A global plan called the Great Reset is underway. Its architect is a global elite that wants to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms and those of entire populations. In several nations, this plan has already been approved and financed. In others, it is still in an early stage. Behind the world leaders, who are the accomplices and executors of this infernal project, there are unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum and Event 201 promoting their agenda. The purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship aiming at the imposition of liberticidal measures hidden behind tempting promises of ensuring a universal income and cancelling individual debt. The price of these concessions from the International Monetary Fund will be the renunciation of private property and adherence to a program of vaccination against COVID-19 and COVID-21, promoted by Bill Gates with the collaboration of the main pharmaceutical groups. Behind the enormous economic interests that motivate the promoters of the Great Reset, the imposition of the vaccination will be accompanied by the requirement of a health passport and a digital ID with the consequent contact tracing of the population of the entire world. Those who do not accept these measures will be confined in detention camps or placed under house arrest, and all their assets will be confiscated. Mr. President, I imagine that you are already aware that in some countries the Great Reset will be activated between the end of this year and the first trimester of 2021. For the purpose, further lockdowns are planned, which will be officially justified by a supposed second and third wave of the pandemic. You are well aware of the means that have been deployed to sow panic and legitimize draconian limitations on individual liberties, artfully provoking a worldwide economic crisis. In the intentions of its architects, this crisis will serve to make the recourse of nations to the Great Reset irreversible, thereby giving the final blow to a world whose existence and very memory they want to completely cancel. But this world, Mr. President, includes people, affections, institutions, faith, culture, fakeologist.com, traditions and ideals, people and values that do not act like automatons, who do not obey like machines. because they are endowed with a soul and a heart, because they are tied together by a spiritual bond that draws its strength from above, from that God that our adversaries want to challenge, just as Lucifer did at the beginning of time with his non-servium. I'll take a pause here, guys. Please share your thoughts. Until now.
There's still more?
Liver. What a great word. I never heard. Liberty side. Liberty side. Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's wow.
That's a great word. Killing of liberty. Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I wonder, it probably sounds even better in Italian, because he probably wrote it in Italian.
We should have an Italian speaker on to read it. I cannot do this.
We should have Simon Shack on.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We should come together. We should do the same thing as do. They have their World Economic Forum. Let's have the same thing. They set their differences aside in this great reset. We should do the same. That's a sign. If this is not a sign, what is?
I tell you, do you think this is a legitimate opposition to the Pope, or maybe a controlled opposition?
I think this man speaks from his heart. That's what I read.
Yeah, that's what I read too. I hope so. It's unbelievable.
I mean, why not? I mean, there's so many awake people out there, right? It's not that everybody is normie and on board with all this bullshit.
What were the consequences? Have you ever heard of anyone speaking out against their own leader like this in the Catholic Church? Not very often.
But he writes to Trump, right, to the president. But he's outside.
Yeah, but he also says that the Pope is a traitor to his own people. Have you got to that part yet? Did I miss that?
No, not yet. So that's why I'm just reading along and following along, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But the thing is,
he
writes towards another organization, right? He doesn't write to the Pope. He talks about it. Okay, so he calls him out. Okay, that's something big, of course, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get to that then. Sorry, I'm...
Yeah, it will be like
going.
Donald Trump calling out his vice president, writing the Pope, something like that, right? Because, yeah.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, I'm making a coffee. I'm getting a bit dry of reading episodes.
I still see, as much as we say that the presidential elections are selections, I still see a glimmer of hope with Trump. It's a glimmer.
Yeah, I now see they are important. They are essential. We are at war. It's the first war elections. So. And it, for me, it's so completely clear that it's theater, because no serious Democrat wants to be represented by a senile pedophile. Let's be honest.
That's true.
Do we have any full-on Catholics to speak about? I mean, in this group, is anybody a Catholic?
I don't know. I never ask people to identify their religion, so I have no idea. There must be some. One.
Anybody?
Well, they're not here right now, but...
I found and this is all economically working issues and so, I found a great charity to donate to. It's an organization called Survival International, and it's protecting uncontacted tribes in the Amazon.
Okay.
For not being contacted, to keep their protection. And that's... They are closest to Gaia as we... This is a war against nature, like the Archbishop described, exactly. So we should protect that what is closest to nature, and that's them.
It's a war on humanity.
Yeah, on any level. And that's the thing. They operate on any level. We should do the same. We can do the same. We are so diverse. We have such a mental diversity here.
Yeah. What do you think so far, Purple Play, of what he's reading?
I think it's great. I want to hear the rest of it.
I'm waiting for my water. Please, you read, Purple Play.
It's on the website?
The link is in the live stream chat, and you can click... No, sorry. No, it's not there. I will post it there.
Go to fakeologist.com/...
I will post it. It's easier. This is easier. Because then you... You have to click through, blah, blah, blah. Live stream chat, there's the link.
Thank you, Gaia.
Yeah, get Simon on. Get all these people. Max, Hoi Polloi, KM, all of them. 9/11 is 1963.
Did you see a purple play?
I see the one that Gaia posted, but I
Yeah, you have to scroll down below some videos and the blue video, and then you below there it starts the new part of the letter.
Sorry,
Molly says hello on fakeologies.com.
Oh wow! Bow wow! That's my best Spanish dart barking.
Bow wow!
What's muy buen mean in Spanish? Just
muy bien. Very good. Muy bien. Very good.
Okay, because Jeff is always saying that to his dog Lucy. Do you watch Dollar Vigilante, by the way?
I did one video, but I've watched him in the past. But I'm not a follower. But I heard his YouTube channel got taken down. YouTube, it's just so easy. Everybody has it, and everybody watches that. So if you lose that, that is something.
I know, but you get over it. Go to fakeotube.com. I put his last video on. He really loves his dog. I thought maybe there is could be some similarities with you.
Oh, absolutely. And with Uncle Og as well. He has a bigger dog than Molly. But yeah, absolutely. I think we are shepherds and we need a dog. Absolutely. She sees things in the future I don't see. I tell her 2 hours before what we're going to do, and she knows what we're going to do.
Well, I like Jeff's videos. He's very good.
Yeah.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
And you learn from Jeff about crypto, right? It's good for your path into crypto. And let you be the guinea pig, Jeff. Isn't that fair? We do other things. We complement each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have the best practices. And that's the thing. If we document these, that's value. That's a library of best practices how to survive in this war. Not only survive, thrive. Thrive. We are the thriving tribe, as I see it. And we drag each other through this.
Is Purple Play ready to read?
Yeah, please.
Where did you leave off at? I'm trying to figure out where you left at.
We are now surrounded by old ladies on fakeologies.com. Yeah, that's a new reality.
I beg your pardon?
Are you trying to lose your audience overnight?
I heard that 33 was a young man, so 55 is an old lady. Yeah, I mean, what's wrong?
We have experienced ladies. Who else is here now?
Phoebe was here. Phoebe was listening in, but he's there's a listener in Australia, I see.
Sorry, where did you leave off again?
below the blue video, I think.
A global plan called the Great Reset is underway? Or did you already say that?
You can duplicate it. It's okay.
Yeah, Jackie.
Well, let's see. Okay. Mr. President, I imagine you are already aware that in some countries, the Great Reset will be activated between the end of this year and the first trimester of 2021. For this purpose, further lockdowns are planned, which will be officially justified by a supposed second and third wave of the pandemic. You are well aware of the means that have been deployed to sow panic and legitimize draconian limitations on individual liberties, artfully provoking a worldwide economic crisis. In the intentions of its architects, this crisis will serve to make the recourse of nations to the Great Reset irreversible, thereby giving the final blow to a world whose existence and very memory they want to completely cancel. But this world, Mr. President, includes people, affections, institutions, faith, culture, traditions, and ideals. People and values do not act like automatons who do not obey like machines because they are endowed with a soul and a heart. Because they are tied together by a spiritual bond that draws its strength from above. From that God that our adversaries want to challenge, just as Lucifer did at the beginning of time with his conservium. Many people, as we well know, are annoyed by this reference to the clash between good and evil and the use of apocalyptic overtones, which, according to them, exasperates spirits and sharpens divisions. It is not surprising that the enemy is angered at being discovered just when he believes he has reached the citadel he seeks to conquer undisturbed. What is surprising, however, is that there is no one to sound the alarm. The reaction of the deep state to those who denounce its plan is broken and incoherent, but understandable. Just when the complicity of the mainstream media has succeeded in making the transition to the New World Order almost painless and unnoticed, all sorts of deceptions, scandals, and crimes are coming to light. And here is a great, everybody should applaud this. Until a few months ago, it was easy to smear as conspiracy theorists those who denounce these terrible plans, which we are now being carried out down to the smallest detail. No one up until last February would have ever thought that in all of our cities, citizens would be arrested simply for wanting to walk down the street, to breathe, to want to keep their business open, to want to go to church on Sunday. Yet now it's happening all over the world, even in picture postcard Italy, that many Americans consider to be a small enchanted country with its ancient monuments, its churches, its charming cities, its characteristic villages. And while the politicians are barricaded inside their palaces, promulgating decrees like Persian satraps, businesses are failing, shops are closing, and people are prevented from living, traveling, working, and praying. The disastrous psychological consequences of this operation are already being seen, beginning with suicides of desperate entrepreneurs and our children segregated from friends and classmates, told to follow their classes while sitting at home alone in front of a computer. In sacred scripture,
That is so right. No,
That is everything.
This guy is summarizing the whole thing beautifully.
Yes.
Summarizing it beautifully.
It is really, really high level. It's really so beautifully. Un piano globale denominato Great Reset è in via di realizzazione.
Very good. You got a good accent there.
I had 1 year of Italian long time ago at school. But it has been replaced by Spanish mostly. But reading is okay.
Yeah.
This is really long.
It is.
But it's almost done. But I think, I think that was really...
keep reading.
Really,
keep reading, man.
He's really bringing it home. Okay, so in sacred scripture, St. Paul speaks to us of the one who opposes the manifestation of the mystery of iniquity, the catechon. In this religious sphere, this obstacle to evil is the church, and in particularly the papacy. In the political sphere, it is those who impede the establishment of the New World Order. As is now clear, the one who occupies the chair of Peter has betrayed his role from the very beginning in order to defend and promote the globalist ideology.
That is a big statement right there.
There it is. She's calling him out.
Wow. That is a bombshell. I've never heard that before. Wow, the chair of Peter.
Yes. Okay. Mr. President, you have clearly stated that you defend the nation, one nation under God, fundamental liberties and non-negotiable values that are denied and fought against today. It is you, dear President, who are the one who opposes the deep state and the final assault of the children of darkness. For this reason, it is necessary that all people of good will be persuaded of the epical importance of the imminent election, not so much for the sake of this or that political program, but because of the general inspiration of your action that best embodies in this particular historical context that world, our world, which they want to cancel by means of the lockdown. Your adversary is also our adversary. It is the enemy of the human race. He who is a murderer from the beginning.
Hear, hear.
Around
you
are...
That's what we see in Trump. That's what I see in Trump.
Well, apparently he does too. Gosh, I had no idea everything was hanging on Trump.
Well, it's symbolic because he has not... President never has a lot of power. It's a symbolic power. But it's symbolic. And that's what people gravitate towards. Symbolic power.
Right.
Can I read in Italian one part to just where you said, oh, that's beautiful.
Go ahead.
Nella Sacra Scrittura, San Paolo si parla di colui che si oppone alla manifestazione del misterio dell'iniquità, il catecon. In ambito religioso, questo ostacolo è la Chiesa e in particolare il papato. In ambito politico è chi impedisce l'instaurazione del nuovo ordine mondiale.
Oh, that's New World Order you just said.
Yes, but what he says is that, what I understand at least, is in the religious sphere, which obstacle is the church, and in particular the papacy. He says it out loud there. This is the, I mean, you can understand this too. It's very easy.
Yeah.
And in the
Amazing.
Political atmosphere, prevents, I think, the installation of the New World Order.
Yeah.
But of the mystery of inequality, I think. Inequita, I think it's inequality. The mystery of inequality.
Okay. Let's do it in English now. Keep going. I got about 20 more minutes, so let's keep going.
Me?
Yes, you. You're
okay,
doing a great job.
Okay, around you are gathered with faith and courage those who consider you the final garrison against this world dictatorship. The alternative is to vote for a person who is manipulated by the deep state, gravely compromised by scandals and corruption. Who will do to the United States what George Mario Bergoglio is doing to the church? Prime Minister Conte to Italy, President Macron to France, Prime Minister Sanchez to Spain, and so on. The blackmailable nature of Joe Biden, just like that of the prelates of the Vatican's magic circle, will expose him to be used unscrupulously, allowing illegitimate powers to interfere in both domestic politics as well as international balances. It is obvious that those who manipulate him already have someone worse than him ready, with whom they will replace him as soon as the opportunity arises. How do you like that? And yet, in the
midst of
this...
And that guy you call George was, whatever the Pontiff's name is. That's
Jorge.
The Pope. The Pope.
That's his real name, huh? Okay.
That's his actual
name. Francisco is his name, right?
No, it says Jorge. Isn't that George?
Jorge is his name. That's his...
Is it Jorge Francisco? But Francisco is his name, his real name, I think.
It's not his real name. That's his adopted name. His name is George Broglio. George Broccoli.
George Broccoli, really? That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Couple more paragraphs to get this through. And yet, in the midst of this bleak picture, this apparently unstoppable advance of the invisible enemy, an element of hope emerges. The adversary does not know how to love, and it does not understand that it is not enough to assure a universal income or to cancel mortgages in order to subjugate the masses and convince them to be branded like cattle. This people, which for too long has endured the abuses of hateful and tyrannical power, is rediscovering that it has a soul. It is understanding that it is not willing to exchange its freedom for the homogenization and cancellation of its identity. It is beginning to understand the value of familial and social ties, of the bonds of faith and culture that unite honest people. The Great Reset is destined to fail because those who planned it do not understand that there are still people ready to take to the streets to defend their rights, to protect their loved ones, to give a future to their children and grandchildren. The leveling inhumanity of the globalist project will shatter miserably in the face of the firm and courageous opposition of the children of the light. That's us, guys. The enemy has Satan on its side, he who only knows how to hate. But on our side, we have the Lord Almighty, the God of armies arrayed for battle, and the Most Holy Virgin who will crush the head of the ancient serpent. If God is for us, who can be against us? Mr. President, you are well aware that in this crucial hour, the United States of America is considered the defending wall against which the war declared by the advocates of globalism has been unleashed. Place your trust in the Lord, strengthened by the words of the Apostle Paul. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. To be an instrument of divine providence is great responsibility, for which you will certainly receive all the graces of state that you need, since they are being fervently implored for you by many people who support you with their prayers. With this heavenly hope and the assurance of my prayer for you, for the First Lady, and for your collaborators, with all my heart, I send you my blessing. God bless the United States of America. Carlo Maria Vignano, the Archbishop of Bolpiano.
Thank you.
Wow, that was good.
That's the most beautiful voice I've heard in my life.
That is like the best thing I've heard in months, let me tell you.
I know.
And that's
fakeologist.com/blog under the title, Holy Shit.
Well, what's this newspaper that it's on? LifeSite? Is that an Italian newspaper? Or?
It's a Catholic news, Catholic online. Yeah,
okay.
It's a Catholic site.
And well, let's make him a member. Let's make him a proud member of Fakeologist.com.
Well, of course. He could be the Pope of Fakeology.
Yeah, the Pope of Fakeology. Let's invite him. Let's do that. Let's write him a letter. And publish it on your blog.
You know
like, why not? This man wants to talk.
Sure.
That's for sure.
Does he have an email or a Twitter?
There's a way to contact this man, and let's get him on. Maybe many people do, but he maybe finds our letter and he says, okay, let's do this.
Can you find out where is he the Archbishop now? Where is that place he is the Archbishop of? I couldn't.
The ex of the United States, I guess, but
says he was the former apostle. Apostolic Nuncio to the United States of America, whatever that means.
That is the ambassador, the apostolist, boy, I can't say any of these words. Apostolic Nuncio is the ambassador from the Vatican. That's the Holy See. That's what that is. That's their word for, you know that the Vatican is its own country.
Yeah,
so they
right.
have ambassadors to every country. They're usually among the most powerful people in every country.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And they're the most powerful people in every country that nobody's heard of.
They're the glue between the state and the corporations. Yeah, absolutely. They arrange all the mining contracts, everything. Yeah.
Well, the Embassy of the Holy See in Canada is right beside the Prime Minister's residence in Ottawa, our capital. They're right beside each other. They probably have an underground tunnel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
That gives you a clue as to who controls the country.
Well, that's why we need exclaves in the same way. We have underground tunnels between our exclaves. How about that? Now, I mean, these things are possible. We can... Right? You see how open they are about... They're not afraid. There's no... no, Judge Dredd soldier coming to arrest this guy.
Well, he might get taken off his seat, but
no, let's
see. If the Pope has that much power, I don't know.
I mean, he publishes this, so he gets the public opinion against himself, right? He uses the public against the Pope. Maybe the Pope would like to take this down, but he cannot because it's public. We're stronger. We're bigger.
Well, yeah, if you can mobilize all those Catholics, I mean, isn't that pretty much the largest demographic and religious demographic in the U.S.?
Yeah, and at least in world economic importance, I would say yes. Right? If you take all the Europe and North America and South America together, and also in Africa, you have Catholics, right? Angola and so on. Right? If you take all that together, yeah, absolutely. In India, you have Catholics and so on. I think you have more Catholics in Hindu and Shinto countries than
Catholic
the other way around.
Is the majority. Catholics are the majority, I think, in the United States, and I even think in Canada, so I'm not sure.
Even in Canada? Oh, yeah, the French. Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe. I don't know. You gotta look
it up. South America as well?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Ashika from New South Wales, Australia. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Absolutely, hey, please join. Oh, nice. Perfect.
So did we find out where this archbishop is from?
Uh-oh. I wasn't doing homework. Sorry.
That's all right. Gaia could look too.
No, it's Jorge Maria Bergoglio. It's the Pope's name.
No, who is this archbishop? Where is he from?
Vignano.
Vignano.
Vignano? I've never heard of where he's from.
Yes, she said it at the end. Vignano? Vignano is a village in Tuscany.
Oh, okay.
In Siena.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Tuscany.
His name is not on the... So maybe he's not from there. Because this guy should be pretty important and famous. What's his name again? No, his name was Vignano.
Carlo Maria Vigano.
Yeah. Carlo Maria. Yeah. Okay. Here's a Wikipedia page. Pretty big one as well. An archbishop. Yeah, but where now? That's the question. Born in Varese. And statements regarding Vatican II. In June 2020, Vigano claimed that the Second Vatican Council ushered in a schism where a false church exists within the Catholic Church alongside what he considers to be the true church.
Yeah, so many people thought that.
Criticism of Pope sends the homosexual agenda of the New World Order in July. In the Washington Post in June 2019, he said in a long exchange that Francis was a blatant liar. Oh, that's calling out, I would say.
Wow.
Controversy surrounding from family estate. Oh, okay. It's not,
he's got another letter in the Washington Times in September.
Oh, yeah?
There you go. Go away.
The deafening silence.
What was he saying then?
Well, he's basically saying that Trump is facing a biblical challenge against demonic forces of the deep state. Warning. He's obviously been talking to his people, but nobody's listening, apparently.
Yeah, I never heard of him.
What? He is the Archbishop of Ulpiana, an ancient Roman city located in what is today Kosovo.
Right now?
Yeah. That's what he is. You ask the Archbishop, what is the Archbishop of Kosovo? What? Of a Roman, so-called Roman town archaeological excavation thing. In Kosovo. That's where he is. At least according to the links on Wikipedia. I don't know if they're right.
Well, in this letter it says, it's saying to all you Catholics of America must entrust to your president and that you must be aware of the extraordinary battle he is preparing to fight against the demonic forces of the deep state and against the New World Order.
Yeah, good.
That's it. It's obvious.
Yeah, this looks like he's got another big long letter there too that
Well, he got this one in just before the election if people are confused as to who to.
He's been working it, so maybe, you know, hopefully somebody's listening.
Well, we are.
I mean, okay, IMI Radio has millions of listeners and fakeologies.com combined. It's billions, but still, this guy has a pretty bigger audience, I would say, right? I mean, this should wake up at least a lot of people. I will share this with my Catholic friends here, of course.
Oh, yeah. That was a real boost. That was a real boost for me to hear that.
You as a non-religious man, that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Because it's universal, right? You don't need to be Catholic.
I have a lot of respect for people that influence other people and big numbers. I don't care what they're promoting in that sense. You have to respect someone who can influence hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of people.
And that makes you stand out among many so-called truth seekers who have this blame still in them, this victim mentality. And you recognize, and it's completely fine, that's actually masculine, right, to acknowledge that what is good of something and someone.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's childish not to, I would say, almost.
Yeah. There's good in everybody.
I mean, that's why there were some character attacks on Simon Schick and Marcus Allen going on. I mean, what the fuck about 2012? Let's set these differences aside and look at the future. It's all out there, right? And we have the support of the Vatican, or not, at least no, sorry, of this Archbishop Fijano. Fijano? What was it? Carlo.
He's attacking the chair of Peter.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if anywhere in history there has been so much outspokenness against the papacy from within the papacy.
Yeah,
I don't know, Martin Luther's time or something, I don't know. But this is pretty clear cut.
Oh, yeah. There is no doubt. And I saw another picture of the Pope in a mask, and I thought, wow, this guy, he's got to know what's going on. So he wants to lead this new world order religion. I have no doubt.
This is it. These masks, you talked about it. You talked about religious garments. The masks and the welder screens are the religious garments of the present-day new world religion that is there. There's nothing in the future. That's now. That's COVID.
Yeah. COVID is the new devil, and hand sanitizer is the new holy water.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the spray on your shoes, the new hosty, and so, right? Yeah. The priests in white coats. Yeah. IPS, make an episode about this. You see the same thing, I'm sure. We have never talked about that. No.
Yeah, IPS said it many times, yes. I got it from him. Yeah. New World Order Religion.
I come up with my own ideas, but we align very much with him. It would be nice to talk if he comes on to play. Get him on to Fakeologist. Right? Cross-platform promotion.
Well, you're not
the list, is off for them. The list should be off for us, I would say.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I am soon self-sufficient, and then I can provide so much to the futures of everybody. Because it hurts me. I don't have children, but it hurts me to see your daughter struggle this much with.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate your compassion, all the way from Colombia. I'll let her know, actually. I will let her know. I hope it boosts her spirit.
Well, I have talked more with you than with Paola, my own wife. You know it.
That's fine. I can't marry you, but I
no,
like
that's
you.
Not going to happen. No worries. I have already enough old ladies around me.
Well, I have a lot of respect for you, Guy. I know you have your controversies, but you're well-spoken, intelligent, and you're a good fakeologist, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks to you, Fakeopedia, please, people, watch A Shift. The page is pretty big, I would say, and pretty concise at the same time. You see in a couple of words, a couple of letters, what A Shift is, and you know what it is because you already live it, otherwise you wouldn't be here. It's simple as that.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of combining our forces together. It's to work together. And a system, well, that a system organically develops from that.
I don't hear as many cars honking on your street these days.
Well, there are. They're out there because I will go outside in a second before you go off. But I want to say with Uncle Oud, these exclaves and the purpose of tourism, that is our opportunity. Because the future will be, at some moment, I talk about this openly with other people, and they say the same thing. They completely believe the virus and so, but they say the same thing, of course. There will be a reversal where the world is hyper-tourism traveling. I imagine it I've seen it in a movie or so, in the space fashion of the 80s, that kind of stuff. Or like Fifth Element. Multipass, that kind of thing. That is how to make all these Android tech they are developing sexy and vaccination sexy and stuff. So you get a class of people who are well traveled all around the world, completely vaccinated, completely robotic machinist, like the Archbishop says, these machinist people. That's why, bye bye U.S. The U.S. will not be the culture creator of the world in the next decade. That will become China. That's the long-term plan they're planning for.
Yeah, they pretty much said that. That's definitely what Klaus Schwab has to say about it, yeah, for sure.
Klaus Schwab?
Does that mean Hollywood's done?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think Bollywood will come up. India and China, that mentality of these people, the caste system, I've been there, it's horrible. Like, it's anti-humanistic. It's treating other people as lower than animals. That is the outcast we are. Let's make the outcast podcast, guys. That needs to be the example for the whole world culture, not the U.S. culture anymore, not the obese, fat U.S. culture. That's over. That's the past. Needs to be China and India. Why? Because the mentality of these people, the culture of these people needs to be the example, this robotic thinking. Otherwise, you cannot get a new world order like they want. This brave new world, Judge Dredd, dystopian future of, I don't know, 150 years, something in the future, right? 100? I don't know how fast things go, but something like that. That's what I see is going to happen in longer term.
Well, I'm going to be signing off in a minute, but it was nice chatting with Purple Play and Gaia. And I'll go
nice chatting with you, Ab. You celebrate Halloween? Do you guys celebrate Halloween over there?
No, it's Halloween is canceled here, I'm pretty sure.
I celebrated so much Halloween in my life, and the evidence is out there. I keep it quiet this time.
Yeah.
What about you? The real monsters. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
the real monsters.
It's my daughter's favorite holiday, and I can't. He won't let me let it go. I'm still waiting to see if we're gonna have trick or treaters. We might have some rebels in our neighborhood.
How old is your daughter?
My daughter is 24.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Bake some Corona cookies. And hand them out instead of sweets.
That'll go over well.
Oh no, they were talking about devising this tube that you
slide the candy down.
It was just absolutely ridiculous. I don't know.
You put a tube in your nose and you sniff candy? Is that new normal?
No.
The tube on your railing.
Yeah, and you slide the candy down this freaking...
I can use my drone. I can do that here. That's cool. I can do that with I can put the sweets in here.
It's off the charts stupid. It's so stupid.
It's stupid, yeah. Well, and like they have like this little map on our next door thing that shows... And I think people are just being sly about it because like they're saying, okay, well, put your place on the map that... If you got decorations and the kids will walk by and see them, probably, just walk by in their mask and they can't stop for candy. But, we'll see.
We should mock them back. We know Christmas is coming. There's so many video editors out there. I'm not one of them, right? take a clip from Home Alone, the Christmas movie, first time for all of us in childhood, younger people, Home Alone, and mock it with masks and with how stupid it is now. And let's throw that out there. Then we are ahead of Christmas, and we can throw our message out there. Fakeologist.com, JohnLeBon.com, TNGBreakingReality.com, HoaxSyndicate.com, PeaceOfMindful.com, IMI Radio, everybody out there, X-Play, let's work together. Let's do things together. We have to fight now. We're warriors in a war.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. I feel like we were in church today.
Yes. Church of the Fakeologists.
Fakeologists.
Well, that's the beauty of what church means for communities. That's indeed what we can provide. We're going against the same Satanist, what a true Christian would be, or a true Muslim, or true anything. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Community.
All right. See you, girl. See you, ladies.
Okay,
bye. Take care.
Thank you.
So is Rollo going to unmute?
Not while I'm here, I think. So I will leave. If you want to talk with him, I will leave, and then you can talk.
Oh, I don't think he's actually here, is he? I mean, he's been sitting there, so I'm assuming. Usually he just jumps in if he's going to come in, so.
If you really want to talk with him, I would like to talk with you, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't got that much more time, but if you'd like to talk for a little bit, we can.
I would like to hear your views on everything. So the amount of time you have, you know, and the amount of ideas you have, you know, you plan it in the time, and I will shut up and listen.
Well, I like what you were saying about having networks of people all over the place so that you can travel someplace where you feel welcome and you can go and be a normal human, you know, and just opt out of this whatever this thing is that they're trying to build. I was trying to say earlier that we cannot take their offers. You know, that's something that I don't know if you listen to the Crow 777. They've been doing
No, but you're right. I want to say that when you said that, it is off the grid. Off the grid means so many things. It is detachment from a system we know is hostile to us.
Right.
And
as
you said,
possible.
In any way possible. And the thing is, what we can do is replace what we depend on the system now. So replace the bag of chips from a big food company with our own naturally organic made chip chain. And in our own communities, in our real life, I'm building that already, and everybody can do that. And the blueprint I share, right, how easy it is to do this and make guides of our own environment where you can go in en masse. An en masse guide is so much worth for people. And when it opens up, there will be people traveling and there will be people seeking truth all around the world. Let's welcome them in our exclaves where we teach a philosophy that you live, you have to live that, where you try to detach as much as possible, step by step, from a system we know is hostile to us. And we can go in all kinds of details about the system and what it is and who is behind it. Doesn't matter. We know it's hostile to us. That's the baseline.
Right, right. I agree. And I do have one ray of hope, at least a suggestion, because and I understand I kind of live in a rural area, so it's possible for me, but I thankfully earlier in my neighborhood a young man started a business where he goes directly to the farmers and the meat people and the fish people, all the local people that do the actual work. He goes to them directly, and we can place orders, so we don't even have to go to the grocery store.
Well, beautiful. That is you see? He is living a shift. Exactly.
Yeah.
He is
doing it.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Those idiots don't even know where we live.
And if you have the contact so close, your network is so close, and you have lived, you have a network, you have built a network,
right,
everybody has, everybody in the world. Everybody has a network, everybody has skills, and everybody has talent,
right.
Let's combine that and realize our passions and dreams.
The people
where do you
want
to be if you are stuck for 5 years? I mean, you are in a rural area. You can be stuck there for 5 years. That's fine.
But, you know, like you said, you got to reach out and find those people, though, because, like you said, for me, it was, it was funny because he just started this thing, and we kind of found out about it from his father, and it just seemed so, you know, out of the blue, but he calls it Rebel Food. So I'm not sure if he subscribes to any of our stuff. I never really spoken to him, you know, about it, but.
He is the shaman.
He's doing it, so it doesn't matter.
He's in a temple. He lives the philosophy, right? I just give a name to it, but other people call it Taoism or Ubuntu or its element in Christianity. And so, yeah, of course, because it's the universality of people. It's how we used to live and how we can live as a tribe based on shamanism, based on wisdom, based on best practices that we share. And that's how we wouldn't be here without it. And that's lost. And they're destroying that at warp speed pace.
Exactly.
So we need to act too. It is time of just consuming YouTube videos and thinking you will save the future. It's over. Sorry. The Great Reset is for us. They have their stuff already arranged, right? The Great Reset is for us.
Right. We can do our own reset. and that's a good thing because, you know, we can make it the way
we needed that. We needed that. Let's be honest. We needed that.
Exactly.
So the Great Reset of New World Opportunities. Investing in Colombia, especially, is for you guys the best way. It is dirt cheap here. If you want to live here with a family of four in the palace for sale, you can live off $1,600 US a month. Perfect life.
Well, like Ab was saying earlier, though, you know, people shouldn't have to leave if they want to stay where they are. They should stay where they are and not.
Well, I would say they would go to a place where they can be stuck for 5 years. Where they want not if you're boxed in a city. You shouldn't be there if you don't want to be there, right? So, go and everybody has friends and contacts and networks of people who have farms or whatever. You don't need to have your own farm, right? Come on.
Right.
What happens with, I grew up with couch surfing. I never actually did it.
Right.
I never slept at someone's couch. Well, I slept someone's couch, but outside of couch surfing. But I used couch surfing to meet people and to hang out with people everywhere in the world. Buenos Aires, Lima, Mexico City, so many places, London. In so many places, all our experiences we can use and combine to help each other through this.
Right. It's like a fakeologist Airbnb, right?
That's what I have here. Yeah, exactly. My palace is available still until it gets completely rented out. I have two rooms available where you can enjoy the view, same view as me. And you don't feel boxed in. That's the thing. If you have a few like this every day, you start thinking much more openly. You see, if you're boxed in, and that's the thing. This is the war as well. That boxes in to make us think more close-minded.
Okay. Well, I guess it's time for me to go. So it's good to talk to you. And
absolutely, thank you. Yeah.
We'll maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Let's do that, please. And are you a member of IMI Radio? I think I invited you. I didn't. Then I will do that now.
Is that your stream?
It's not a stream. I record and I try to make podcasts, but this only can happen if there is support for it, patronage, because I put really a lot of time in it and combine things, right? If you talk about a video, then I want to have the video in there and so, right? It needs to be really a product. A diary of this war, right? We have to write the real underfront diaries because the fake ones are already being written and rolled out. You see the movie app talked about.
All right. Well, I'll go check that out, and I'll give you some feedback.
Yeah. Thanks. Cool. Have
all
a good
right.
night.
Okay. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Fakeologist.com. Support app.
donate. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks.